Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival for the film Dead for a Dollar with Christoph Waltz and Rachel Bosnan. Good morning.
Good morning.
A Western, and Mr. Waltz, you are like the lead, let's say, or at least the character that travels through the film with us, through the story of the film. You play a bounty hunter, which is not exactly like a regular bounty hunter, like the iconography of Western, even if this film is a very Western, classical Western. How did you build up this character? Did you was it written like this? Did you have to change a lot, or did you to put much of you inside of it? And that's it, the question.
Well, there's plenty. let me counter a misconception. Mm-hmm. It's not our job, nor is it my place to change anything in someone else's film script. Mm-hmm. I do what I read, and I don't go about having temper tantrums if I don't agree with the description. I do what's in the script. So all of this, hey, you walk in, you change, and you do this, and you do that because you feel like it. No.
Your character is, I mean, I asked you that because there is a line in the film where you were asked if you were like from Germany or from, because you didn't look like a typical bounty hunter, American bounty hunter.
That's a good one. What does a typical American bounty hunter sound like?
I don't know. Well, we should ask Sergeant Poe. Maybe knew that because he was the one asking you. Because the reason of these questions is because I felt something original and new and really really interesting in your character, which was the film is a classical Western, which is the same thing that I felt about your character, Rachel, because your female character is much modern than a regular female lead in a classical Western, don't you think so? Did you feel it that way?
I don't know that it felt more modern. I think there's always been modern women of their times present in a lot of, not always, but present in a lot of mm-hmm. these Westerns. They're just not often given the real estate to really get to know them and what makes them singular. And that's one of the things that I really enjoyed about this film, was that this kind of character who is a teacher, who's on her own journey and has the capability to play chess with the rest of these characters, has the space to get to know her too, which feels fresh.
Yeah, and she has her morals and her ideas on where she wants to go. So this is the strength of your character that shows up, at least to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think most women do.
Yeah,
know
but
exactly,
you know, in 1897, was not exactly what we were used to see.
Yeah, I'm sure that they felt the same way, but it, you know, I had a lot of conversations with Walter, as you do, and sort of as Christoph said, we're here to deliver what's on the page to the best of our ability, and it so happened that she was beautifully portrayed on the page, and so hopefully I've done her justice.
Well, I think you did, actually. I think you both did. Well, thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Christoph Waltz and Rachel Brosnahan for the film Dead for a Dollar, Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps. Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.